Staring out my window, pistol in my palms. Tears soaking my pillow as I write this song. I caught my lady being untrue. Oh, what was I supposed to do? Oh no. I had to prove myself a man, 'cause clearly she don't think I can. Oh no. Singing yes, I shot my baby down that day. Singing yes, then two he stole my place.
Shot down my baby, he shot.
Inside the room, I still have dreams about it. What did I see? His arms are wrapped around it like it's been about it. I couldn't believe expression that I never seen you wear before. Clothes that I bought strewn on the floor. Quietly I closed that bedroom door. Headed downstairs to the kitchen drawer. Singing yeah, I shot my baby.
Thank you. thinking that it's something that you ought to be.
Everybody, oh, hold on, let me pause that. Oh my goodness, turn that down. Thank you so much. We got Isaac in the studio with me doing IT. What's up, guys? This is Sean. Got my guest Isaac with me today.
I'm mic 4,
buddy. Oh, sorry. We turned on the wrong mic for... Better?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there we
there
go.
We go. There we go.
My bad. I thought that was mic 2.
No,
anyways,
it's not laid out in a super clear way.
I know. It's like the labels are like behind it. It's like a little difficult to read. Well, you'd think you'd go clockwise. Like that's 1, 2, 3, whatever.
You ever have like in class or something, it'll be like, I don't know, a teacher saying like, or a professor, and they're like, think of something going clockwise, and you're kind of just going like, which way is...
yeah, it's like...
like, forget.
A little brain fart. They're like...
It's like all, like righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, and you're like, but which one is the... But it goes all the way around, so it's...
No, my dad be making fun of me for that sort of thing. Like, it's like, the car's to the left, and then I'm walking right, and he's like, you're hopeless, man. You don't even know your sense of direction.
It's
sad.
It's bad. it's bad.
Yeah, anyways, hello, everybody. This is Local Anesthesia. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. And let me give you a rundown of what we just played for you guys. We had Secrecy is Incredibly Important to the Both of Them by Eve's Tumor. I just saw them in concert with my friend Colin. That was incredible. That's in the running for one of the best concerts I've been to. Right now,
really?
Right now it's a three-way tie between that, King Cruel, and the JPEG Mafia Danny Brown show.
That was pretty crazy.
Yeah. And Isaac was there as well. That was, I gotta say, that was one of the best rap shows I've been to.
Was that the King Cruel show that over this past, like, as well as this all, like, the last few months? Or I guess King Cruel was, like, a month ago, right?
It was in July, actually.
Oh, okay.
He's still on tour, but, like, in other parts of the country.
Okay.
I think he, like, took a break.
Okay.
Actually, I think he's, like, sick right now. He just canceled, like, 2 tour dates.
Yeah.
I think now it's like the European leg of the tour.
Okay.
Like he was in the US and now he's in Europe. I believe that's how he did it. But yeah. And what else we play? We also played Shot My Baby by Daniel Caesar. I just listened to his newer album, Never Enough. Because like I like some of the Daniel Caesar songs, but I wasn't like a diehard fan per se.
Yeah.
I thought like some of the singles he put out for this album were very like... very generic, very safe, so I'm like, I'm not even gonna bother listening, like it just doesn't interest
but
me.
You like some of it.
I do like some. I like this song. I like the there's a song with Ty Dolla $ign on here. There's another song with Mustafa.
The Ty Dolla $ign feature.
The Ty Dolla that's the cheat code right
that
there.
That man's gonna be 60 years old doing features.
I feel like he has that raspy tone in the auto-tune and just be like, yeah.
It's gotta be the like second or third voice on a track, but he can't be the main.
Yeah, no, like name one solo Ty Dolla $ign song or an album.
No,
even exactly.
No, I have no clue. I think he has an album that's called featuring Ty Dolla $ign where he's like leaning into it.
At least he's self-aware.
Yeah.
The only album title that I remember from him is he did a collab album with, I think it was Jeremiah, and it was called Mai Tai, like the drink. So that's
how long it took him to come up with that one.
Oh, yeah. They were in the studio one day. They're like, I know what we're going to call this. Let
number
me cook
one,
right
going
quick.
To number one.
This is, yeah, we going up. This is about to go up. And what was the other song? We played Benzo by Blood Orange off of Angel's Pulse, and we were just talking about how we, well, Isaac is getting more into Blood Orange.
It's like I've just not listened to him super often, but yeah, every time I listen, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is really good.
Yeah, I feel like he's just kind of quietly in the corner when it comes to like that neo-soul R&B lane. Like, people forget that he's... Yeah.
And that's just not what I've been listening to as much as of late. Like, it's been more like, I don't know, like a variety of stuff, but it's really just been a lot more rock in general, like, or indie rock, whatever. Like, a lot of different subgenres, but I've not gone to that as much. But it's kind of a, it was like, oh, wow, this is nice. And he has a lot of stuff that I've not heard, like albums, like older stuff that I've not listened to.
So his older material is very good.
So it's like a nice, like, realization of like, oh, here's an artist I can kind of delve into or like explore. There's new stuff I haven't heard before that I'm gonna like. It's always a good feeling.
No, I really enjoy that too. Like, you hear a couple songs, you're like, oh, they have this massive discography. I haven't even scratched the surface. Like, I want I want to get to know more about this. I want to.
Yeah.
I want to hear some more of that. I really liked that. So, anyways, I guess we can get back to the music for now. The next song we have for you guys is Goodbye Evergreen by Sufjan Stevens. He just dropped the album Javelin. I think it was a few weeks ago. I forget exactly when. Oh, we got a notification on the phone. I don't know much about this album, but I do believe he dedicated it to his late partner who passed in April of this year.
Yeah, that was his, like, coming out post. My partner passed away. Really devastating.
That's
the album is super sad, but it's really beautiful.
Yeah, so we're going to give you guys a taste of that right now. Hope you enjoy.
Just as you were in my dream, now let me off easy, and I'll slip down through the drain to release my scattered brain. My enemy, something just isn't right. I cut from the inside. I'm frightened. What you will, I grow like a cancer. I'm pressed out in the rain. Deliver me from the poison pain. I am free.
package on the shoulder. I cross the border into New Jersey, where a dotted line from my antenna says, may no fantasy hold my head up. Just another day.
No. tells me it ain't never gonna happen. And then my defenses say I didn't want it anyway. But you know, sometimes I'm a liar. Could you ever want me to love you? Could you ever want me to care? Disregard my nervousness. Please ignore my vacant stares. Just what I've been through, it's nothing like where I'm going to. Give me some sign to pursue a promise. And you're unhappy. This is only a guess. You know what it's like to hate when it's way down deep inside. Oh God, I hate what's been done to my life. I can rule the pain, I can rule the night. Oh, would it ruin my salvation? Ruin my mind, rule your pain. Mr. Logic tells me it's never gonna happen. And then my defenses say, well, I don't want it anyway. But you know, sometimes I'm a liar. Could you ever want me to love you? Could you ever want me to care? Disregard my nervousness. Please, please ignore my vacant stares. Just what I've been through, it's nothing like where I'm going to. Give me some sign to pursue.
Hello, everybody. We're back. Hello?
Yo. Is this,
Oh, hold on. That was mic 3. Mic 4. Hello?
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 Am I coming through?
I think you are.
I can't really tell on these headphones. I can't hear myself. Okay. So it's just kind of...
Okay, yeah, I can hear you. Sorry.
Okay, cool.
I think it was like cut off for a second. But anyway, we are back. Isaac has a PSA he would like to present to you guys.
Come build community over a delicious, nutritious, and free monthly meal in Somerville's Davis Square. Every dinner always includes vegetables along with a nutritious and filling main course, plus coffee and dessert. Hearty Meals for All hosts these free meals for everybody who stops by on the second Friday of every month from 5 to 7 p.m. at 31 College Avenue in Somerville. For absolutely no money at all, guests can enjoy a sit-down meal and socialize with the other attendees, or even take a free packaged meal with them to eat later. Vegetarian options available upon request. Everybody is welcome. For more information, visit heartymealsforall.org. That's heartymealsforall.org. And the next one is tomorrow. So, yeah. It's a public service message from WMFO in Medford.
Thank you very much for that. Okay, so what have we been listening to? We had to run back the Pine Grove Shuffle one time. We played Dotted Line by Pine Grove. Chill song. We had Lonely by Waveform. La La Love You by Pixies. Full disclosure, Isaac, I picked that because I think either you or Hannah were listening to it on AirBuds.
Probably Hannah, because she really likes that song.
Yeah.
I like that whole album, but I think that's more her that's song her, she really likes.
That's her, yeah. I was like, what do I play? And then I just went out, like, I'm scrolling, like, need some type of inspiration. Who can put me on? I like Pixies. But I'm like, I don't want to play the, what's the Fight Club song?
Oh, what's where, the use? Where's My Mind?
Oh, Where's My Mind? Yeah. So I'm like, all right, here we go. So,
no,
yeah.
Yeah, they're legends. It's good to reason. There's, two or three albums. Mainly, I think, of Doolittle and Surfer Rosa, but they have other stuff that's really good. But those two are, like, perfect albums, I'd argue.
Just yeah, really, that's really heavy on Doolittle. That's a classic, honestly.
Absolutely. No, there's a time during, like, the first, like, month I was back here and a little bit over the summer, but I was just listening to that, like, over and over and over again. Yeah. What else did we play? We had
A Promise by Violent Femmes, which you put me onto. Very fun song.
Yeah, I added that. Getting kind of just randomly. I think it was literally just while trying to figure out what song to add to this set list, what fit the, like, Pine Grove and Pixies. And I was like, I'll do some Violent Femmes. And then since then, I've been listening to more. Yeah, I really like that self-titled album.
Yeah, no, Isaac put me onto that. I really enjoyed that song. Kind of like a garage punk folk vibe to it. Yeah, it matched the vibe. He did a good job at matching the vibe.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
We also played Old Joy by Slawson Malone.
You got a good amount of, like, newer stuff.
I try to, yeah, thanks. It's not necessarily on purpose.
This is kind of like, that's what you're listening to, so...
Yeah, basically, like, I keep up with things, so...
I have the, I was going to say opposite problem, but that's just not a problem. I just, like, yeah. Over time, I keep up with the newer stuff less and less and less. Like, especially this year, there's been, like, I can probably count on one hand the amount of, like, new albums I've been, like... Oh, like, this is coming out. I'm going to go listen to this. Like, I've been very tuned out. To be fair, also, I feel like most of the artists I like have just, I don't know, a lot of them have not dropped anything. Or just
either not dropped or it's just not, the quality's not there. No, I get that.
There's a lot of that also of, like, okay, I don't know. Here I'm going from saying, oh, you're playing a lot of new stuff, to me complaining. A lot of stuff that's come out.
The music just doesn't hit us the same these days.
There's not a lot of new artists that are, like, hitting for me. Like, but I keep digging back through artists I hadn't really listened to a lot of before and have it click.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of where my head's been at.
I feel like if I keep myself, like, actively searching for new stuff, I either discover artists I really like that are, like, up and coming, or, like, an artist that's been kind of established, like, I'll hear their new album and be like, oh, that's cool, and then dive back into the old mm-hmm. stuff. A good example for that is George Clanton, I think. Because I heard his album. What's it called? Ooh, Rap I, yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed it, but then like I listened back to the rest of his catalog.
It doesn't. It's not quite the same.
It's still good.
I mean, it's still good, but I really like.
But yeah.
Slide and Slide, even the name of that album.
That's a song, I think. I forget the name of the album.
I know it's the song. I can't remember the name. But
hold
on,
I'm gonna look it up for you.
That album's really good.
Yeah, it's Slide. You're right.
I was not as early to the George Clanton stuff as some people, because he definitely has his own, like, yeah, 100% electronica.
So like, that's a great album, but yeah, I was
2014, 2015. He's had a pretty solid, like, strong fan base of people, like, sort of. At first, it was like vapor wavy, so I think that was why I kind of stayed away. And I listened to it, it was like, oh, this is, there's more going on here than just kind of this aesthetic.
Yeah, not just
to it.
Yeah,
it was very good stuff.
Yeah, I was kind of introduced to him around that same time when Slide came out. Mm-hmm. I think I heard the song. Hold on, I have the whole album up now. I heard "Living Loose."
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, this is it. Yeah. I need more of that. But yeah, but like as you were saying, like you're just like sometimes not impressed with like newer stuff. I understand that.
And I've not sought it out very much. Like you say, like I'm sure there'd be things that I'd enjoy. And it's not like there's no newer bands or artists. It's just kind of, it probably has more to do with finding things like I don't know. I hadn't listened to PJ Harvey before like a couple days ago, and that's. I don't know, I want to say a band, but it is just her, like, I think, on most of it.
I believe, I don't know much about her, but I believe she's, like, a solo artist, but when she performs, it's with the band.
Well,
it's
she had
did you know PJ Harvey's one woman?
But I had not, I'm super late to that artist, because she's fantastic.
She has a song with Tom York, I forget what it's called.
A couple on that album, but one, he's just, like, doing background vocals,
so yeah.
It's featured, but then you're like, why is he featured in the... I had to listen to it a couple times, and it's like, that's him.
Oh, that's where he is.
In the background.
Yeah. You're like, when is he going to come on the song?
No, it was that. I'm forgetting the name of the album, even though I've been listening to it a lot, but it's been that one. Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea. I've listened to a lot, and then getting back into, like, Violent Femmes. I don't know. Like, there's all kinds of artists. Like,
yeah.
Bob Dylan, I hadn't listened to a lot of his, like, classic albums until, like, a month ago.
Well, I heard like Blonde on Blonde, like, forever ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I appreciate it. Like, but I think freshman year, Colin was getting me into Bob Dylan because he's a big Bob Dylan head.
I feel like Colin's someone where you meet him and you can put together that he probably is a big Bob Dylan fan.
Yeah. Yeah, within, like, 5 minutes of talking to him, you know, like, okay, you're the classic rock guy. You're the dad rock guy.
The Dylan head. But I have a lot of respect for that, because Dylan, I mean, it's good stuff.
Oh, he's a great songwriter. I'd argue a great vocalist, even though some people get turned off by his style of singing.
It just depends how you define great vocalist, I guess. It's like, you're not getting, you know, it's not Mariah Carey.
No, exactly, no. Like, on a technical level, not great in that sense, but I'd say...
It's a folk singer.
He's
doing good folk singing.
No, yeah, I just think there's lots of character to it. Yeah, that's the best way I can put it.
Although I will say, if you're like, that would be something, if you're like a up and coming like artist and people are like, his vocals have good character.
Sounds like a backhanded compliment.
That would be like, all right, so I can't sing. That's
yeah. Good to know. It's like something like a Pitchfork writer would say, ironically, like, oh yeah, they're making noises.
While his writing has a lot of, while his singing has a lot of character to it, it can lack in some of the. The polish that we've come to expect
and
from
polish.
Artists in this genre.
We just wish it was more polished. We just wish it was more defined.
Yeah. What else we got on... Time's flown, bud.
Time is flying. I might just announce all the songs that I have left and just let them play out. And if we get to listen to them...
It's your show. Also, before we do that, I got to plug my thing.
Oh, absolutely.
You're going to be on the show.
Yes, that's right.
So this Saturday, 6 p.m., my show, Hour to Kill. Sean will be a guest.
Look
Hannah's
forward to
gonna
it.
Be there.
Oh, word, okay.
Colin, is this you and Colin's, like, co-show, or is this your show that he's always, like, on?
It's technically my show.
Okay.
But, like, he's here all the time, and...
Okay.
I still give him the title of co-host, just because that's basically what we're doing. It's still a collaborative thing, but, yeah, Colin also has... It's 2 p.m. on Tuesday. He has Soapy Serenades.
Oh, that's right. He does have his own
show. Yeah, he has his own show. Yeah. Because he wanted that time slot, but I didn't think I was able to do it for other reasons. So I was like, okay, How about we do that this? How about we each get our own time slot and then...
Well, that's what me and Hannah did for, like, the second half of last semester, is we were always on each other's shows.
Yeah.
But it was, like... Yeah, it'll just work better, pick the songs, whatever.
It's a nice way to cheat the system in a way. Like, you get to have
kind of double
more than one show. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if that's technically allowed, but also, you know, we're making it.
Oh no, it's
making it work.
Cool.
Yeah,
I mean, I think it's a good thing they want, you know, people who have shows to like know each other. I'm gonna try.
Oh, yeah.
My goal for this semester is one of those things that I like say like, oh, this would be nice, but I'm gonna try and make it like a concrete goal that I'm gonna have someone on every week. Like have
that's a
actual
good
guest in the studio, because I can only do so much of just talking about, like, I like
playing
the music, but that's, like, the next thing to, like, spice up the show, I guess, add a new kind of flavor to it. Especially after the first few weeks, we'll just be friends, probably, but then getting into, like, person I only kind of know, come talk about this specific thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure,
just branch that out. That's the goal for Hour to Kill.
No, because that's how I feel, like... I'll just start meandering when it's my time to talk. I'm like, okay, so I like this song because it's like, this is not entertaining. I'm like, I'm making myself like wince in the booth. Like, this is not. It's nice when you get a guest on the show. I have my buddy Shane last week with Colin. I have you this week. I'll have to ask around because that's a good goal. I think I'll try to do the same, like try to invite someone. Like, maybe not every week, but as much as I can.
I also want to try and do some, because I have had people on my show a few times, but it's usually, like, one person at a time.
Yeah.
And try to get, like, it's just a different, like, I've, when I've, because this is something you pick up from listening to people's shows, so I'm also just plugging that. Like, just keep listening to WMFO. You get different sounds, you get different approaches, and that's cool. But listening to people's shows, and you hear, like, three or four people talking, it's a different kind of energy to just one
person. That's how I felt when it was... I had Shane and I had Colin here, and you actually came in with your mom.
Yeah.
And then, it was fun. Like, I liked having multiple people.
This is backtracking, but I was going to go to the George Clinton concert.
Oh, you were?
This weekend, but I sold the ticket because she was... Like,
oh, really?
I didn't want it to be like...
Oh, like, by the way, Mom, I'm going to a concert, so...
Yeah, exactly. It's like, we got to get dinner. We got to, you know...
Yeah, no, yeah.
Dip out on her.
I understand. Like, make a...
It was not a difficult choice. Like,
yeah, you're like, it's whatever.
Exactly. I'm not like the number one George Clinton fan. Like,
yeah, it's not like he'll never tour again or anything like that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
so I felt about Slow Dive. I didn't get tickets, but they're also expensive. And I'm just like, they'll tour again. I'll be okay.
Yeah, like I like Slow Dive, and I've been getting into their stuff more after their newest album came out, which I really liked. But yeah, I wasn't going to drop like... I think it was like $80 for like House of Blues.
For like resale, it was bad. I think initially it was still like $40.
Oh, that's not too bad, but yeah, the resale price is crazy.
I didn't even get to it in time. Yeah, the resale. Yeah. I opened it once, and then it was like, you get some of the just too much.
No, because I was going to see I'm not going. I am seeing Faye Webster with Colin, and Wendy also wanted to go, so I got her a resale ticket.
Nice.
It wasn't too expensive, but I'm also waiting for the transaction to be confirmed.
I see.
And it's like, oh, expect it the day before the show. I'm like, oh, they better not screw me.
Yeah, I had I'm looking up now, because I bought concert tickets a while ago. It was for, you know, Genesis Owusu?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, I haven't even listened to him that much, but I like saw the tickets were on sale. I'm like, that would be a good show.
I gotta listen to his newer album. I like the song Waiting on You.
Yeah, I need to like re-listen because I have that ticket.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I need to also see if like I even know people who are going, because it was very much like, let me try this. But that's like the only concert.
Where are they playing?
I think it is it's at the Sinclair.
Oh, okay. Watch out for security at the Sinclair. never mind.
I haven't had a problem with that personally. I did have one time where they confiscated some items I had in my possession.
Some items.
they just let me go in, so it was fun.
Oh, lucky you.
I was just like, it's just not, I hear everyone's experience with their skin.
Yeah, that's not everyone's experience.
I was all saying that to say that's the only thing I have tickets for like a while, so I needed to like...
Yeah.
Keep an eye out, but I'm also like, trying to not spend all my money on concert tickets.
Yeah, I blew a bag on concert tickets, honestly, because, I have Faye Webster. I'm also seeing Playboi Carti at the Garden. And I dropped a bag on its balcony tickets because the prices were crazy.
Yeah, no, I've never seen a show at TD Garden because it's just, it's usually not like it would really have to be a perfect, like, sync between I really love this artist and it's worth seeing in like a stadium, because I know it's just different kinds of shows, and that just doesn't, I don't think as much like, oh, I want to see a stadium show where I have
sometimes it's just not
like,
the vibe.
I would
like,
rather be in a pit, like, depending on the show. Like,
it does, yeah. But, like, I saw Kendrick Lamar at the Garden. That's like a show that I feel like is worthy of a stadium.
Yeah, and that's somebody who is going to really bring out, like, there's going to be that many people in the stadium
exactly.
that are all the way into it, and instead of it being some, like, kind of...
Yeah, also, I just feel like crowds in general for, like, these big shows just don't, like, vibe the same as, like, the more intimate venues.
That was my thought when I saw... with the Tyler, the Creator in Worcester.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of... Like, people got into it, but I was in just, like, a seated area, and it was just not as... It was a good show still. Like, it was a good performance, but... like, there's some people next week, like, they stand up. And that's kind of just the level. It's, like, stand and, like...
Just wait.
Dance around a little in, like, place. And it's just not really the same energy as, like...
Yeah. Well, for that show, I had the floor seats, so it was definitely... it was more immersive.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been sick. Cause he like parted the right through the middle.
No, I have a video of the boat. I will show you after this. Cause
that was a cool show.
It was that might be my favorite concert ever.
Keep adding more to the
to
the list. You're up to like.
Well, I was talking about this year.
Now. Oh, that was just this year.
Yeah,
oh,
I was just going over this year. But
oh, okay.
Like all
like,
although
like ever. Okay.
Although the King Krule and the Peggy show are definitely like at the top of the podium still, but I think Tyler might be best of all time. I have to do a comprehensive list, I think. I have to go through.
A list.
Yeah. We're running low on time. I might have to cut a song.
All right. What songs do we have coming up?
Okay. I was going to play Me Tengo Que Ir by Carol Hay and Caliuchis. Very nice, like, Spanish, like, pop song, R&B song, ballad.
Is that next up?
That is next up. And we also have... What else do we have? Oh, boy. Oh, wait a minute. I lied. Before that, I can't even say the name because it's in Japanese characters, but it's by an artist called Kurinji.
That was Colin.
That was Colin. Yeah, yeah, Colin requested this one, so I have to play it.
I don't know if we have time for more than like two songs, to be honest.
Okay, you know what? Hold up. I'm cutting songs.
Snip, snip,
We're playing Kurinji, and we're playing song off the new... Earl Sweatshirt Alchemist album.
Bye bye Caliuchis.
Yeah, bye Caliuchis. We were gonna play Drake and Future, no more of that. Maybe next week.
Phew. Thank goodness. I've not admittedly listened to that. Is this off the like the newest album?
It was 8 a.m. in Charlotte, which I did think was like the best song by default.
I've not listened to that album in full. I think it's that one where he's dropping like Yugoslavia bars, and I'm like halfway through the song and I just shut it off. I'm like, I can't do this.
So many Czechs owed, I feel Czechoslovakia. I mean, Drake's always kind of corny like
that. Yeah, but I'm tired of it. I'm done. I checked out.
I get it.
It's 2020.
But if you think that's bad, you have to hear some of the other lyrics on For All the Dogs.
Isn't it like 2 hours long?
Just don't. Okay, but anyway. Kurinji, however you say the song, I don't know. It's like Daft Punk in Japan. It's cool, city pop. And then Free the Ruler by Earl Sweatshirt and The Alchemist. Let's get into it. Thank you guys for listening. Have a good weekend. Take care.
Ah, tu... the message I'm trying to give to my audience is not one. I am just trying to make them understand me as a person.
Excavate what I can. How you gonna allocate me my own? Reanimated, I once had kicked the bucket, I'm back. Cutting up a list of reasons I love my mother's laugh. The best one is that's just what it is. Can full of crumpled sheets, I need another draft. Put it on my tab. It get ugly hugging on that cold mug of flask. The folly of man, I found my father in my furtive glance. Furrowed brow, I'm back warmer than I was. Forward further, transmuting 1 to 10. The only difference is the circle. Boosting signal virtue to the kid. He implemented as a bigger person. Sword tip pointed at the voices, long nights. The candlestick all wick, short highs. I see you where the pawns rise. Some people's job is to fall, walk light, otherwise stomp. Troglodytes need the lights off. You keep your sharks biting, shine on, inspire more Wichita. I'm in the wind like Wichita. So
show you the ropes. Got a bus and a trailer at my house, my house. I'll show you the ropes, kids, show you the ropes.